ultra-conservative shift gears if you have a problem. Shift gears, especially in the marketplace, and make sure that it isn't costing you a big share of your marketplace unduly. Because there's no use suffering an extra $100,000, $200,000 a year income simply because you're careless with your language in the marketplace. So of all the places not to be careless, it's in the marketplace concerning your language. So do you see where I'm going here? Next is habits. You just got to be careful of those. Smoking. Guy walks into an office and says, "Where's your ashtrays? How come you don't have any ashtrays?" Well, ashtrays probably mean what? No ashtrays mean, right? They don't smoke here. So, oh, yeah, I forgot. So what I'm saying now, I'm not saying right or wrong to smoke. I'm just saying be careful in the marketplace that you aren't disturbing and wiping out and closing the door on a market you could enjoy simply because you're a bit careless about your habits. Habits. Now, I don't smoke, so I don't have this challenge for me, except a fine cigar after a unique meal. Some places around the world still know how to prepare a gentleman's cigar. It's kind of an interesting experience, mostly for show. As long as you know which end to dip in the brandy, right? But you see where I'm going here now on habits, habits. Zig Ziglar talked about the man who was late, I'm telling you, there's some circles, if you're late, you're not welcome anymore. You say, "Well, I've been late all my life, you know, if people don't like that, that's too bad." I'm saying that's okay. You can have that attitude if you want to, but what if it cost you $100,000 a year? Wouldn't you reconsider? That's too much to pay for the luxury of some habit that you could easily correct and maybe enjoy the benefits of a marketplace that's been closed up until now. This is all I'm saying. Take a look at your habits. Take a look at your language. Here's another one. Your dress. Now, sometimes dress changes regionally. In San Francisco on a business day, they wouldn't expect you to look like West Palm Beach. If you dress like West Palm Beach on a business day in San Francisco, somebody will, they'll treat you casual. Right? Not appropriate dress. So part of this is company, part of it is region, part of it is locality, part of it is community. What's acceptable in the marketplace on a conservative basis? What would be acceptable to everyone in San Francisco? To be dressed conservatively. In West Palm Beach, you can have a casual business dress. Perfectly acceptable. The key is to find out. So that you don't cost yourself market that you could enjoy. You don't cost yourself customers that you could have. You don't cost yourself people that would gladly join and be part of it except for these difficulties. I had to learn some of this stuff. All of us have to learn the social graces and what's acceptable. The white socks don't go with the black tuxedo. I mean, some things you just have to learn. What if a guy called on farmers in his tuxedo? See, the word would spread. You should see this clown. So now that's the severe side, but here's what I'm asking you. Check your dress, check your clothes, check your attitude, check your behavior, check your language, check your habits, especially in the marketplace where you get paid. No use slamming the doors you don't need to slam. No use shutting off opportunity that you don't need to shut off by not considering some of these things, okay? One more I found important. Make your employer, not your banker. I wondered why a few opportunities I lost because I asked for a raise. I'd only been there a month, and I said, "Could I have an advance?" An employer says, "Wow, I thought we hired the right guy, but this guy needs extra money already. Can't manage his affairs, has to have an advance." So here's what don't make your employer your banker. Make your banker your banker. If you need a little extra money, go to your bank, go somewhere, but not to your employer. Here's why. An employer is like opportunity, and opportunity doesn't want to see your need. Opportunity wants to see your seed. So let employer be employer, let banker be banker, let friend be friend.